Welcome again to another Highly Questionable. Our entire objective here is to make Mina Kimes laugh over the next half hour. It's the only thing we're going for. What do you like on the show today, Mina?
It's a miracle. We are leading with baseball.
Really? Oh, look at that. Poppy's excited. Dale, Poppy.
Did the Brewers choke?
Oh, the producers, I am sure, were so close to having did Scherzer choke in here until they just sort of scrubbed Scherzer out and then made it Brewers because of the way that game went at the end to erase how poorly Scherzer pitched in an elimination game for them. But let's take a look here at how this one ended, and the Brewers were in the position you want to be in. Hader on the mound, bases loaded, and then that comes apart, and that is the first error of his season. He's a first-round pick. He was seen crying near his locker after the game. Look at that. Soto does not care that they just tagged him out in any way whatsoever. That is the situation I want to be in if I'm the Brewers. That guy coming out of the bullpen to save them. He didn't get it done last night. It happens sometimes in big moments.
I would prefer to be positive and praise Juan Soto, who is an absolute delight, as you saw. And since coming into the league at the age of 19, he has met every challenge that he has faced as both a hitter and a fielder. But as much as I would like to be positive about this, the show has not crushed that instinct out of me. It's hard to say that any game ends with an error is anything other than a choke. I hate it when he does this. I really don't like it.
It usually doesn't come with a snort at the beginning. I guess the snort was when the bags were loaded.
His face turns really red.
It's like purple now.
It's for real. No, it's not real.
Help him, Mina.
I hate this.
Was it so for Kirk Cousins to apologize to Adam Thielen?
Okay, we have been talking about the Vikings since their 16-6 loss to Chicago because Adam Thielen did the rare thing that you ever see across the history of the sport. He did the Devo White wide receiver. You do not get a lot of that. They weren't throwing the ball to him. They were throwing it to Diggs, and he complained about it. And then he sort of walked it back, saying that he wasn't talking about deep balls not thrown to him as if he was calling out Kirk Cousins when it was obvious to everyone he was calling out Kirk Cousins. So Kirk Cousins went to the film, realized he missed Thielen, and then actually did the good quarterback, good teammate thing. He said, yeah, it's totally my fault, not his. He should have been saying that. I missed him on a couple of opportunities. That does not mean that that's how he handles it or that the staff handles it behind closed doors.
Yeah, I didn't think it was soft at all. I thought it was pretty cool of him to hold himself accountable. And I actually didn't really like Thielen coming out and airing out his grievances. But in his defense, that's just about the only thing being aired out in Minnesota these days. In the last game, Kirk Cousins is average. You like that? Kirk Cousins is average throw.
I felt my smile. Yes, it is the only thing that has been aired out in Minnesota. She's not wrong about that.
Hammer that joke home. His average throw traveled 5 yards less than the line to gain, which is frustrating because while that's his reputation, he's actually been a lot better statistically over the course of his career. Unfortunately, now he is being the quarterback that everyone thought he was. And if he continues to play this poorly, his contract is going to go down as an all-time mistake.
Well, the only way that Kirk Cousins can apologize to Adam Thielen is by giving him a few million dollars of his contract.
That's the way you do it. That would be okay, right? I'm sure Thielen would be soothed by that. Maybe also a little quieter.
Yeah. Does a slow motion video exonerate Marlon Humphrey of choking OBJ?
Okay, I love this story for a couple of different reasons, including which at the height of violence where one dude in the NFL was choking another dude in the NFL, earrings were lost. It's always fun when that happens amid the violence. And here we've got the Ravens going full propaganda, releasing a slow motion video. They say exonerates Marlon Humphrey because he is merely caressing the neck, holding on to the shirt. Is that indeed choking? It seems like unnecessary roughness, but is it choking? Mina, is it choking? It is slow motion. Did he indeed choke? Yes or no? Answer the question.
I mean, we started the show with a debate about figurative choking. Now we're talking about literal choking. I don't know if that's a choke or a caress or a throat punch or a jersey grab, and I don't really care. What I care about is this video. Like, I want to know everything about the decision at Ravens headquarters that went into producing this incredible cinematic quality, by the way, and releasing it. Because the only takeaway I have from all of this is that the Ravens must really love Marlon Humphrey, because this is pandering to him.
I want you to understand something here. What the Ravens just did as an organization for Humphrey. How about that the Raiders do that for Burfict, who just lost 13 games? This is the kind of stuff you throw in court to mask things.
Well, I think that I have seen a worse choke on a football field.
Oh, no, the Seattle Seahawks. Right. She wasn't expecting it. She was not ready for that one.
Really?
What a
that is
choke.
A worse choke.
Really?
It is a
just
worse choke.
Just off of the word choke.
Indisputably
that's
a worse choke.
That's
the Brewers
right.
choke pales in comparison historically to that choke.
What have I done to you?
Why didn't he run the ball?
Why didn't they run the ball? Marshawn Lynch in their backfield.
Right there.
It wasn't the right decision to run the ball.
Are you confident that the Dolphins tanking is going to pay off?
Okay, I'm going to leave this question to Mina because I'm not interested in the actual mechanics of tanking. I am interested in just illustrating to you how historically awful the Dolphins have been this year. There are four 0-4 teams in football. The other three that are 0-4 combined, their point differential is 128. The Dolphins by themselves, their point differential is 137. I've got more stats like this. We'll get back to them in a second, though, after she stops laughing and gives you her analysis.
No, I'm not confident that it's going to pay off, but I'm not confident that any bad team in the NFL is going to get better in the short term. Yesterday, we talked about the Bengals. They're not tanking, and I'm not confident that they're going to get better. A common criticism of tanking that you hear with respect to the Dolphins is, yes, they're going to get a lot of draft picks, but what are they going to do with them? Which, no kidding. That's true of literally any bad team in football. It all depends on whether or not they find the quarterback Tua, let's be real, and whether or not he's good and they have the infrastructure and coaching around him. Now, you can question whether tanking makes it harder to build that infrastructure around Tua, but the Dolphins have over $100 million in cap space and approximately 4,000 draft picks. I'm going to wait to see what they do with all of that before I judge the process.
Okay, but before you do that, let me give you some more stats because they need to get a Patrick Mahomes type in there to be someone who plays great, and this is why they need someone like Mahomes. We all need a Mahomes in our life, right? The Chiefs with Mahomes under center have never scored fewer than 26 points. The Dolphins have 26 points this season. More stats for you. The Dolphins, all season, 785 yards passing. Mahomes, 814 yards passing. On first down, the Dolphins, 2 touchdowns this season passing. Mahomes, 5 touchdowns on first downs. The Dolphins, 7 interceptions this season. Patrick Mahomes, 0 interceptions on first down. He doesn't need the other downs. They need a quarterback.
Oh.
Don Chula, he must be rolling over his grave.
Yes, that's true. But he's still alive, though, is the problem.
Oh, he's still alive?
Yes.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah. What was your favorite tidbit in Dave Lehman's oral story on Andy Reid's life?
This was a great story, and she is a huge admirer of all things Andy Reid, as a lot of people in that league are. And many of the takeaways are going to be tighty-whitey related or 40-ounce steak related, the kind of stuff that you know as to why it is that Andy Reid looks like someone in your office who's standing over the donuts and saying, don't mind if I do. Or he's the guy in the Civil War reenactment who is arriving at Lincoln's tent and telling him there's some urgent news. We love to make fun of Andy Reid's appearance, but what I would say to you is the coolest thing about that story is the quote that in 21 years across football with all of the enemies you could have, he doesn't seem to have a single one. He's been in all of these battles for this long and everyone seems to genuinely like and respect him.
That's true. That was a cool thing from that story. I also like the anecdote where the writer talked about a 12-year-old Andy Reid driving his parents' Model A from the 1920s to football practice, taking up the entire front seat. Go check it out. I am admittedly a huge Andy Reid stan. I think Bill Belichick is the best coach in NFL history, but I actually believe Andy Reid has more of an impact on the game of football. His coaching tree is superior to Bill Belichick's, undeniably, and all of the cool stuff that's happening in the sport right now, the college principles, the modern aspects of the game. Andy Reid's been doing that stuff forever.
You know, Andy Reid, he ate a 40-pound steak in 19 minutes.
It's not 40 pounds, Dad. It was 40 ounces. You eat 40-pound steaks. I eat 40-pound steaks. He eats 40-ounce steaks.
Coming up next on my son's TV show.
My father called it magnificent. It was not, however, magnificent television. It was droning, 22 goals, running straight ahead, no defenders. But it was indeed magnificent. Thank you for fast-forwarding through it this time. Yesterday, played that twice, and so he had some haters. Chief among them, Mina Kimes, senior writer for ESPN, the magazine, and Cam's got a message for her.
Oh, great.
My son's TV show is brought to you by Metro, the best deal in wireless. Time to play the game whose patience is wearing thin. Do your question.
So menacing. You give us topics and events, we question it.
When's the last time anyone went with the knuckle crack for menacing?
Do your question if Lonzo fixes jumper.
Okay, it was getting better than it was at the beginning of the season last year, but that doesn't mean it was any kind of good. So let's look at the past Lonzo Ball jumper situation so you can see what it looks like. It doesn't normally go in. It doesn't normally go off the backboard. But his form is also unusual. So let's see the new one posted on social media account. How's the new one look? Does it look a lot different?
Yeah, it looks different to me.
It's
right?
In front of his face. He's changed his shooting form.
It appears to be straightforward and normal, and it's going in the basket. And he's making a lot of them. That's an improvement.
We're going to have to, if he ends up actually being good and then his brother's a first-round pick, we're going to have to do over all the stuff we did with LeVar Ball.
Yeah, forget everything said on this network the last 3 years.
Big deal. You know, Melo, he puts out a video every week.
That's
making
true.
All kind of
he
shots.
Does.
You know,
that's right. Melo does. He does do that every week.
He's still looking for a job.
He is still looking for a job. That's correct.
Do you question if this player deserves an assist?
We've got Princeton against St. Joseph in soccer, Poppy. We've got St. Joseph on offense. I don't know why she did that with her fists and her knuckles. I'm not. She's trying to give off menace with her knuckles. Let's see what we have here.
It's an epic matchup. Oh, that was...
Oh, does he get an assist? That was amazing. Look at the shame. He can't even celebrate with his teammate because he was just...
Let's see that again. Maybe he did it on purpose.
He just hit himself.
That was skillful.
No, he hit himself in the back of the left leg with the ball. You know how hard that is to do when kicking with your right leg?
Exactly. It's really hard. What a feat.
That's right.
She did that on purpose.
I have seen a luckier assist.
Where's their lucky?
Oh,
where look at that.
Right there.
No, you haven't.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
look at the guy on the right, Mina.
Oh.
That's right.
Look at that.
That's right. He was leaving some dirt up. That was a luckier assist. Look at that.
Man.
Bang, right there. Right.
He is celebrating, though. Yes. He's happy.
He's just confused and maybe concussed.
That's a heads-up play.
It was. Heavy play. Heavy play by that guy.
Do you question Cam's message to his haters?
Oh, I think we know who was a very public hater nationally of Cam yesterday. He scored 22 goals in an amazing fashion. My father called it magnificent. It was not, however, magnificent television. It was droning, 22 goals, running straight ahead, no defenders. But it was indeed magnificent. Thank you for fast-forwarding through it this time. Yesterday, played that twice, and so he had some haters. Chief among them, Mina Kimes, senior writer for ESPN, the magazine, and Cam's got a message for her.
Oh, great.
I'm going for 40 next game.
Oh, how about some of that, Kimes?
All right. To be clear, I was not hating on the child. I was hating on having to watch 22 goals on national television. He is very cute, and I hope he scores 40 and I don't have to watch any of them.
That's an apology, Cam.
What's wrong with you, Mina?
I know, seriously.
It's a little kid like that. You know
achievement.
I mean?
You want to criticize them young so they can be tougher when they grow up.
You're right.
You're mean.
I'm the only person who's ever made fun of a child on this show.
That's why they call her Mina.
Highly questionable is broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami. Time to play the game that feels bad for whoever has to sit next to Dan on his 12-hour flight tomorrow. See? Oh, no.
Come on, man.
It's a long flight.
You think I'm flying coach? You tell us what to watch on television tonight. We tell you if we're intrigued.
Tonight on ESPN, the AL wildcard game, Rays and Athletics.
two smartest teams in baseball. No one clips coupons the way these two teams clip coupons. You got the Rays and the A's celebrated getting into this game by doing some of this in the locker room. That is our cheesy house band. I'm sure the music in there was much better than what it is that we're playing for you that we don't, can't spend on the rights to the music they're playing. So none of this is in rhythm. It's just, you know, really sad for the musicians of Bristol who have to make this music for us because that team is much cooler than our musicians. Mina, are you intrigued?
I think it was the cha-cha slide, but it's really hard to tell without the original music. No disrespect.
Unbelievable how bad the Bristol band is. Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. Here is a fun fact. The combined payroll for these two teams is
$48.
$48. That's right. $48. That's it. $48. What a deal. What a deal. What a deal.
They work cheap and well.
That's right.
$48. I didn't know it was that low. $48 is
such a specific number.
Tonight on NBC Sports Network, the opening night of the NHL season, Washington Capitals and St. Louis Blues.
Do you think that Brett Hull remembers that the Blues won the Stanley Cup final last year? Last two champions here facing off against each other. Let's go to a Blues hype video. What do we have here? The producers tend to make the hype videos with some creative edits. I'm not sure I trust them here.
They are one mad, angry, frustrated group leaving this ice surface.
They need to have a guy that brings automatic respect to the room.
Craig Berube becomes the head coach of the
St. Louis. Told you. There it is. There it is. This is how we cover hockey. There it is.
These aren't even the Blues.
I knew it.
These are the Dogs.
Yes, those are not the Blues either. Yes. There it is. And of course, yes. Yes, that referee is so happy because a bear just scored a hockey goal. That's right. Yes. Yes, there it is. Beautiful.
There it is.
Mina, are you intrigued?
I'm just impressed. We got hockey in the show today. Yes, and baseball. It's like this is around the horn.
And dog poop. That's that. We have dog poop. Around the horn doesn't. Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued.
Hockey.
Hokey.
No. Oh, we could have gotten her,
but we
didn't.
Tonight on TNT, the debut of AEW, All Elite Wrestling.
This was created by fellow wrestlers. My father's excited because it was also created by the owner of the Jags. You like that guy?
Oh, yeah. Shane Khan?
Shad Khan is what his name is. Yeah, I don't know why he called him that. Let's see what we have. Shad Khan is his name.
Bushy mustache.
Yes, that's right. That is correct. Let's check in here with his wrestling alliance.
We want to set a new standard for all of pro wrestling.
We have the best performers in the world. We're doing something very different.
This is not a reckoning.
This is a revolution.
The All Elite Era starts
today. It's a show for wrestling fans by wrestlers.
12,000 tickets sold in just 4 minutes.
You guys got butterflies?
The pressure is on.
I'm the greatest wrestler, period.
This is what you call a paradigm shift.
We're about to make history. This is a revolution.
All Elite Wrestling on TNT.
It's slick, and you shouldn't underestimate the popularity of wrestling, all kinds. Mina, are you intrigued?
Kinda. Less by the wrestling and more by all of the guys just smashing hammers into things.
Well, that's how you get us to watch. That's how you get the apes, the cavemen to watch. Just smash a bunch of things and make it slick. Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see. I'm very, very intrigued. You know, that was some good wrestling, but I have seen better ones.
Really?
Is this the guy we like?
That's right. Mm.
That's the best.
Oh,
that's horribly painful. This would be me in wrestling, yes, when I was a kid. I know how we're going to end this, though. You're going to laugh.
Why not?
Oh.
Here it is. This is the big finish right here, Mina.
The big finish.
I'm watching.
Yes, you can't. Oh, no, what? You can't do anything when faced with this.
Oh.
This is undefeated right there.
Wow.
Undefeated. That's right.
Is that Gardner Minshew?
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for watching.
The Mina Kimes podcast with her dog, Lenny. It is fun and football informative. Check it out.
Are you going to be here tomorrow?
No, I'm going on my honeymoon.
He's gone. Good.
Aww, stop. Really?